Hello. In this podcast, I will be discussing the elements of the basic accounting equation, which is also known as the BAE. As can be seen, there are three elements in the BAE, namely assets, equity, and liabilities. Assets are the possessions of the entity. That is what the business owns. An asset is recorded at historical cost, which means the actual price paid. Assets can be either non-current or current, depending on the permanency of the asset. Examples of assets are land and buildings, equipment, investments, which are non-current assets, and then cash at bank and debtors, which are current assets. Equity and liabilities together is what the business owes to outsiders. Liabilities are present obligations of the entity arising from past events. They are recorded at the cost price of the liability. Examples of liabilities are long-term loans, creditors, and bank overdrafts. Equity is the residual interest in the assets of the entity after deducting all its liabilities. Equity represents the interest of the owners in the net assets of an entity, which means the part of the assets against which there is no claim from other parties. The equity of an entity can be obtained from two sources, namely the contributions by the owners of the entity, as well as any net profit made in the periods in which the business is being conducted. These elements of the BAE are naturally also the elements of the financial statements. The BAE forms the basis of all the accounting entries as well as the financial statements. It is a normal equation, which means that the one side must always equal the other side. With each transaction that takes place, the financial position changes, and after every transaction, the basic accounting equation must always be in equilibrium. The financial position at a specific time can be described as a photograph that is taken of the enterprise at a certain time, which gives an image of the position of the enterprise on that specific day at that specific time. The financial position is reflected in the statement of financial position, which is also known as the balance sheet.